What if there was a simple framework that allowed you to get ahead of your competition in the streetwear fashion industry? Well, I'm here today to tell you that there is, in fact, that framework. What if there was a framework that allowed you to get ahead of your competition in the clothing or fashion industry? Well, I am here today to tell you that, in fact, there is. You're listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping you turn your audience into a community. I'm Elijah Delport. And I was speaking to one of the people in my coaching program the other day, actually yesterday. And we were going over like the regular things that I usually do with them in the beginning. First goes that we uncover their big idea behind their brand identity, what they stand for, what they're going to build a community around. And then what we do is we turn it into content, because if we're going to build a community around that, we need to attract those people. And so the actionable step that I always give without fail is to create one piece of content every single day. And just that, and that's it. You know, just create one piece of content that's about your brand and its message, that's giving value to your target community members. And it's not really about your product. It's not promotional in nature. And for some, that's a shock. But what's shocking to me is how few people actually do that before they come into my coaching program. In fact, it's amazing that like how few brands in the industry in general post every single day. Like it's nearly nobody. Like, I mean, if you go up the ranks, you know, if you go to like a Nike level or a Adidas level or a Patagonia level, you know, you will see these large corporate entity fashion brands. They post every single day. But the smaller guys, man, they really like I'd be surprised if I even saw one posting once a week sometimes. And it is surprising to me, honestly, because here's the logic and how it works in my head. You don't have a brick and mortar store. 100% of your customers come from social media, Instagram, TikTok, wherever it is. So why wouldn't you be pouring more effort into that? Like if I were you, then I would be posting every single day to these platforms because that's where my customer's coming from. And if I ever have a problem with sales and, you know, like, you know, some people have the problem of too many sales, right? And they need to hire. That's their problem. They need to get some new people, like more hands on deck. They need to figure out their systems, their website's crashing. To be honest, that's not most people's problem. That's not most people's problem. And so I'm speaking to the people with the sales problem where to get to the next level, they just need more sales. Well, if that's you, if you are in any way in that boat, and if you're not now, you will be sometime in the future, even if you're good with sales, you could always, you know, there could always be more. Then if you're not already, very simple and practical solution is post every single day. And I mean, I think a lot of brand owners get caught up on the fact that they try and post something of really high quality, which is of course super important, because if you don't reflect quality in the content that you post, then it'll reflect back on the product, that people will assume that, well, since you post bad quality photos and videos, you're going to create a bad quality product too. But I mean, I just want to step back for a moment and talk about the fact that just because it's simple doesn't mean it's low quality. Just because you only spend 25 minutes on it doesn't mean it's low quality. Just for example, to reflect on the largest brand in the fashion world, Nike. Some of the things they post, man, I look at it and they go, that took 5 minutes. That took 5 minutes. And not because it looks bad, but just because it's simple. And it comes down to the fact that if you have a good idea, like the good idea part is the part that should be quality. The execution of it itself, you know, sometimes it is more complex and will take longer. But for the most part, the execution is not the part that takes the time. It's the ideation. And so if you simply have good ideas, like, you know, some of the, like, for example, like the stuff that I was referring to with Nike is simply a photo of an athlete playing their sport and then on screen text that, you know, that says, I read one today that says, if you can shoot, then shoot. You know, like ChatGPT could have come up with that. And again, it's not because it's bad. It's because it's just simple. It's just simple. So keep it simple. If you can't post what you're posting currently every day, then change what you're posting. Just post every single day. And I said this to the brand owner who I was speaking to on our coaching call. I said to him, I just want you to imagine, how long does it take your competitors to post 100 times? That for the most part, that could well and truly take them 3 years. Imagine if you posted 100 times in 100 days. You'd be where they are at in 100 days in 3 years. Right? Like, I can't think of a better way to say that. But you understand what I'm putting down, right? Your progress in 100 days would be equivalent to that of your competitors in 3 years. Simple logic. And again, this is if you have a customer problem, then address the customer problem with where the customers are at, right? Not a product problem. Because for the most part, brand owners don't have product problems. Like they, you know, maybe there's some issues with manufacturers, but again, nothing that can be, that can't be solved with some very simple, practical logic, you know, like plan further in advance or simply increase the GSM of the garments. Most problems in your business can be solved with more customers. So go out and get more customers by creating more content, posting more times. And, you know, if all things being equal, you post double the times, you get double the followers. You get double the followers, you get double the customers, right? All things being equal. Yes, it doesn't work exactly like that. But understand my point, that if your customers are coming from social media, pour time and resources into it. And the simple, practical way to get ahead of your competitors is to simply do more than they're willing to do. That's it. Do more than they are willing to do. And so it's simple. If nobody else in the fashion industry at your scale is willing to post every day, then you do it. You do it. You cut out 25 minutes in your day, because I bet you can do that. Even if you're working a day job, I bet you can find 25 minutes to simply sit down, take ideas from your ideas folder, right? That's a little side tip for you. Don't sit down and brainstorm. Brainstorm throughout the day and write them down, or write ideas down as they come to you, because they will if you set aside time for brainstorming. Go through the ideas folder, spend 25 minutes executing, creating something from start to send, right? Not start to finish, because nothing's ever finished. You just want to create until it's good enough, keep it simple, and then post it. Post it out to the world. And look, you can do it. That's all I got to say on that. You can do it. You actually can do it. And any reason why you don't do it is an excuse, not a legitimate reason why you can't do it. So like, if you find a reason why you can't do it, figure out, fight for it. Fight for doing it. Like, because you care about this. You care about your brand probably more than me, and I care a lot about your brand. So I'm trying to fight for your brand. You fight for your brand too. You fight for your brand. If you can't find the time, if you have 10 reasons to find the time, find 20 reasons why you can and how you can, right? You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, thanks for watching. I hope this was encouraging, maybe a little bit harsh at the end, but you know, sometimes we all need that. Me too. So thanks for listening to Street Cred. I'm Elijah Delport. If this was valuable, you can trust that I post a lot more valuable stuff than just this. And it's true. I have a community of now 50 plus motivated brand owners that are sharing their advice, asking questions that you can network with, and it's totally for free. All you need to do is go to the description wherever you're consuming this podcast, click on the link, and it's going to take you to a community called Streetwear 365. Press join group. Again, it's 100% free. Fill out the application form. It's just 3 questions on there, and then you'll be approved and you'll be let in. And man, all these things I'm telling you take less than 3 minutes to do. There's no reason not to do it. If you want to take your brand to the next level this year, go ahead and join. I'm Elijah Delport. Thanks for listening to Street Cred, and I'll see you tomorrow for another episode.